Welcome to First Kiss and Other Cautionary Tales, a podcast where you can hear essays on the quirkiness of life, consider ideas about the craft of writing, and listen to book and movie reviews. The Day the Virgin Mary Appeared on My Cafeteria Wall was first published in the Blue Ridge Anthology in 2010. The Day the Virgin Mary Appeared on My Cafeteria Wall. The year of our Lord, 1964. So there were these two kids, twins, Donnie and Donna Donato. Can you believe that? Actually, he was called Little Donnie because his father was known as Big Donnie. Somebody told me their mother was named LaDonna, but I don't know that for sure. Anyway, one day, me and Donna and Little Donnie are sitting in our assigned seats at a green Formica table in our junior high cafeteria. The song, It's a Small World After All, is playing over the PA system for the second time in 20 minutes. Mostly the teachers pick different kinds of music to torture us with, but every once in a while some student sneaks into the office and slips in his own record onto the player. This, of course, is a federal offense, punishable by having to wash off lunch tables for a week. Donna, who is Catholic, says to me, "You want to see a miracle?" The brother Donnie chimes in, "Don't show her for free, make her pay something. You had to pay." While Donna talks, I'm sitting there picking apart my warm bologna sandwich, trying to separate the wilted lettuce from the soggy bread. I get meat in my lunch once a week, on Fridays. Of course, Catholics aren't supposed to eat meat on Fridays. Sending bologna in on Fridays is Ma's way of thumbing her nose at the Catholic Church. She still moans about them nuns cracking rulers on her knuckles. My mother, I'll have to admit, she's not all sweetness and light, especially when it comes to the church. This week, the bologna looks green and smells like wet boots. "I'll trade you this here sandwich," I offer. Better Donna should get ptomaine poisoning than me. Donna says, "No way. It ain't a natural bologna color. Besides, it's Friday. I'm not going to risk hell for some nasty sandwich meat." But Donnie, who could eat three times his weight in a day and doesn't care a bit about the torments of hell because he ain't capable of thinking that far ahead, he says, "Yeah, I'll take it. Show her the miracle." While Donna pulls out her ratty old alligator purse, a hand-me-down from her ratty old grandmother in St. Petersburg, Florida, she unsnaps the latch being a real baby alligator's head with one green glass eye missing. Dramatically, she pulls out a beige card with lots of blue splotches on it. "That's the miracle! Give me my sandwich back!" I reach across the table to Donnie. Of course, by this time, little Donnie has already eaten most of the sandwich using his revolting method, which I have to look at every school day of my miserable life. Donnie, he folds the sandwich in two, squishes it hard so it's flattened, then he chomps off one whole half and shoves it into his mouth with the pinky of his sandwich-holding hand. Next, he swallows hard. You can watch the blob go down his hairy throat like a fat mouse sliding through the belly of a skinny snake. Then the creep finishes off the second half in one slow gulp. Donnie says to me, "You serious? You want your sandwich back?" He opens his mouth and sticks his finger down his throat as far as it will go. I tell Donna, okay, show me your crummy miracle. Make it quick. We got 5 minutes before fourth period. Too cool to be rushed, Donna tells me a big story about how she bought this card off a foreign priest for 25 cents. She says, "He's from Guantanamera or someplace like that, where they cut off missionary heads and put them on sharp sticks. Sometimes the heads don't even stop talking for a couple of minutes." "Like chickens. I seen chickens do that," Donnie pipes up. "Not the talking part, though." Finally, Donna hands me the card. "This is what you got to do. Stare at the card for 60 seconds. Think pure thoughts. I'll time you. Then look up. Poof. The Virgin Mary appears on the wall holding the baby Jesus." "So what?" "Stupid. Then you pray. You should ask for a small nose and no pimples." "If it works so good, Donna, why haven't you asked for a working brain and a decent pair of boobs?" Donna acts hurt and puts her hand out to take the card back. "You want to try or not?" "Okay." I look at the card while Donna times me with her Peter Pan watch. I try to think of a wish. How about that Donnie would choke on his next sandwich? Or maybe that Donna's purse would come to life and bite off her chin. I am tempted to wish for 10 more wishes, but I know there must be some rule against that. Catholics have a rule for everything. Donna pokes her face in mine. Time's almost up. Got your wish ready? It don't work if you're not thinking of something. My mind goes blank. I wind up asking for more excitement in my dull, crummy life. I leave it up to the great wish giver in the sky to figure out the details. A shrill screech comes across the loudspeaker. Then the opening lines of Lua Lua, oh, come blaring into the lunchroom. Kids turn over chairs and start to dance. Donna yells, 60 seconds, 60 seconds, it's over. I look up at our chipped, puke yellow cinder block wall. Sure enough, she shows up, the Virgin Mary in red. I don't get to gaze at it for very long because someone yells, food fight, and kids start throwing half-eaten apples, ring-dings, and sandwich parts. Donnie stuffs a banana peel down the back of Donna's blouse. She swats him in the head with her alligator purse. I smile, duck for cover under a table, and think to myself, there is a God.